A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. No vine ever yielded fruit as so fragrant. The enjoyment of honor and riches is the fruit I bear. It is I that give birth to all noble loving, all reverence, all true knowledge, and the holy gift of hope. From me comes every grace of faithful observance. From me all promise of life and vigor. Hither turn your steps, all you that have learned to long for me. Take your fill of the increase I yield. Never was honey so sweet as the influence I inspire. Never honeycomb as the gift I bring. Mine is a renown that endures age after age. Eat of this fruit, and you will yet hunger for more. Drink of this wine, and your thirst for it is still unquenched. He who listens to me will never be disappointed. He who lives by me will do no wrong. He who reads my lesson aright will find in it life eternal. Please stand for a continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, they set about their return home, but the boy, Jesus, unknown to his parents, continued to stay in Jerusalem. And they, thinking that he was among their traveling companions, had gone a whole day's journey before they made inquiry for him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. When they could not find him, they made their way back to Jerusalem in search of him, and it was only after 3 days that they found him. He was sitting in the temple in the midst of those who taught there, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were in amazement at his quick understanding and the answers he gave. Seeing him there, they were full of wonder, and his mother said to him, "My son, why hast thou treated us so? Think, what anguish of mind thy father and I have endured, searching for thee." But he asked them, "What reason had you to search for me? Could you not tell that I must needs be in the place which belongs to my father?" These words which he spoke to them were beyond their understanding. But he went down with them on their journey to Nazareth and lived there in subjection to them. Thus far, the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. I have been summoned by Father Dilger. I'm sure he does enjoy receiving visitors, but, you know, when he summons them. So I have been summoned by Father Dilger, and I will go to meet with him after Mass. I believe he's out at Solebron, and I will send all of your good wishes and prayers to him at that place. Also, if you've lost your place in your missal, you don't quite know where you're at, that's totally fine. Today, we are celebrating the external solemnity of the Maternity of Mary, which is our diocesan patronal feast. And so, if you get bored during my sermon, that's fine. It's a particularly boring one. You can just go ahead and flip through your missal to try to find October the 11th, which would be the date for the texts for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And so, as I mentioned, my sisters and brothers, today is the feast of Mary's maternity, or at least our observance of it. We recall this church built in honor of Our Lady. We recall our own diocese founded on or near, I should say, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Also, our diocese, our first cathedral, was the Assumption of Our Lady about 3 blocks that way. It's no longer there. If you're saying it looks kind of like a post office, well, now it is a post office, right? But many of the fixtures of that church do still remain. Most of it is still in storage. But one is in this church, and it is this beautiful image in the stained glass above the entrance of Our Lady's Assumption into Heaven. That was originally the back window in our first cathedral. 74 years ago, we were cut off from the Diocese of Indianapolis. We were set off on our way, and we were placed under the patronage of Our Lady, the Mother of God. What better patroness could we have hoped to have? She is a mother to us, to our diocese. She is a mother to all of us here in this church. She is a mother to you, perhaps, no, definitely more than your own mother in this world. Whereas your own mother might have been a kind woman, she might have been an evil woman. She was fallible, no less. She made her mistakes. She did the best she could. And yet Our Lady, Mary, is a perfect mother to you, and so is our Holy Mother, the Church. The Church is a mother to you according to the order of grace. She gives you life. She gives you her sacraments. She gives you the grace of God. All those graces which come to us through the hands of Our Lady also come to us through our Mother, the Church. We give thanks to God for Mary and her maternity today. We ask that she continue to guide us. We ask that she take us by the hand like a good mother and walk us down the path to heavenly life. We also pray for our Holy Mother, the Church. And in fact, this building itself is, in some sense, meant to look like motherhood. Go to the book of Revelation, and then go to the ancient authors of the church. And what do you find a description of a church building in their writings? You find it to be a womb. The font, the center of that life, is in fact the baptismal font. That is where we receive new life and new birth. A birth that was more real than your birth into this world. And every time, the ancient fathers told us, every time that we leave this church, we are in some sense born anew. That you are leaving the womb of your mother, the church, to go out and to bring others in, to set good example, to encourage and affirm and build up, to call back those who have gone astray, and by your words and example, bring people to Jesus Christ. Everybody out there in this entire world wants to have a good mom. Some of them, and some of you, your mother has died many years ago. Some of them, and some of you, and I am blessed in this sense, have a very good mother. Some of them, and some of you, might have terrible mothers. But what's important is they need to know from your lips that they have a mother who cares for them. They have Our Lady, and they have their mother, the Church. Encourage them, pray for them, and bring them with you. Horse collar them if you have to, right? Don't kidnap them. I mean, I think I have to say that, but I think I also have to mean it technically. But do whatever it takes to bring people to Jesus Christ. That is what your mother is asking you to do today. Whatever it takes, short of sin, bring people to Jesus Christ. Use your words, use your actions, use everything you have and are to become a saint and to make saints out of those around you. Our Lady is with you. She's not going to let you down. The Church, as foolish as some of her ministers can be, the Church encourages you and offers you supernatural grace. Let's give thanks to God for this feast of Our Lady's maternity and pray God that He give us grace to be courageous and to do whatever we can to bring others to Him in His Holy Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.